Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from bottom. Boilu Mikilim Udachodabe Aval Boichlim Krabi Yosir B'Shim Tzriulei. So this is going on the words of going back a little bit before in the Gemara. The Gemara Shaila was Rabbi Yehuda. We know that the press Gemara Rabbi Yehuda had Charata. And his Charata was that Mashke is Mitame. Originally he said that Mashke is not Mitame. He had Charata. That was the Mor's Maskan. And the Shul Gemara over here, he had Charata, Machvarta. Go back one line above. El Machvarta, Kiddushanina, Meikara, Chozar Bo Rabbi Yehuda. He had Charata. What's the Charata? Mashke is Mitame. So now the Shail is, what exactly is Mashke Mitame? Is Mashke Mitame Kalim, even Kalim, Midaraisa, or is Mashke only Mitame Midaraisa Oichlin? So all we know originally, he said that Mashke is not Mitame, period, garnished, nothing. Now we come to the conclusion that Mashke is Mitame. But what is the Mitame? So Ibailuhu, Mikalim Hudhadabe, he had Charata, that Mikalim Hudhadabe, I'm not sure I'm saying this right. But that it was that it's kalim or chadav b'ruhu that it's not. I'm sorry. Chadav b'ruhu that it's not mitame. Pumpakir, I made a mistake. The other way around. That shochazav b'ruhu the rabbi writes that we should have said shemtumus mashkel tam bekalim ein elam the rabbanon. That it's not mitame, right? That it's not mitame. Pumpakir. Rabbi Yehuda charata that it's Rabbi Yehuda originally said that tumas mashke is midoraisa. That was his original statement. Mashke is mitame. Now he had charata, Mashke is not mitame. So Shaila is, what does it mean that Mashke is not mitame? There are two categories of Mashke not being mitame. Is Mashke not mitame kalim, but it's still mitame oichel u Mashke. In other words, a Mashke can be mitame latzuli in oichel. Or when he said that Mashke is not mitame, legamre. He holds that it's not mitame. It's not that it's not mitame even oichel mash. That's the words of Moibolu. Mikalim hu dehadabe. He had charata from kalim. That mashke is not mitame kli. Aval ba'oichlim, but he still agrees that a mashke is mitame ba'oichlim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Sriluhu, that it is mitame. Like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, that the mashke is mitame oichel. Oy dilma. Legamri Hodabe. He had Charot and Tarli, Krabi Meir, that a Mashke is not Mitame anything Midaraisa. Not a Kli and not a Kli Mashke. So here we bring a Raya. Omra Vinachma Yitzhak Toshma. I'll bring your Raya to discover what exactly Rabbi Yehuda holds. Here's the case. Parah Shashosa Mechatas. A Parah, doesn't make a difference what kind of Parah, whether it's a Parah Aduma, whether it's a regular Parah, let's say it's a regular Parah, it drank Mechatas. So we know that Mechatas has the status of an Avatoma. The Mechatas is the Koyach to Metaher the Tumeim. That's the paradox of Mechatas. If you take the Mechatas and you sprinkle on a person's tummy, he becomes Tar. But if you sprinkle Mechatas on a person who's Tahar, he becomes Tummy. So that's the paradox. So Mechatas is an Av Hatoma. And now, Parah Sheshosisa Mechatas, a Parah is drinking, it's thirsty. It drinks Mechatas. And then the next day, 24 hours later, you shech the parah. Okay, for supper. Chulin, a parah of chulin. And then you cut open the parah, and in the parah you find the stomach is wet. Why is the stomach wet? Because it drank, it had a drink. That's what they do, but they do this banazeh. So very beginning, they do this banazeh. They give the animals, the gasois to drink before they do shechita because it's memait the sirchus. So mitzias, somehow, but if you give them a lot to drink before you do shechita, the sheikhtim, the baitkim, they find less tirchos, more meat will be glat, will make more money by simply giving the animals to drink a few hours before they do the shechita. Okay, so you do the shechita, you cut it open, and in the stomach there's a whole collection, a pool of water in the stomach of the animal. Where did that water come from? That water was the mechatas water that it drank. So that mechatas water, l'chore, is an avatoma. And what is that mechatas water touching at this moment in time? It's touching the basar, the meat that you want to eat in your house. So now, if you're nizra to eat al taras hakodesh, you got a big shiloh on your hands. You know for a fact, the only mashke that this parah drank within 24 hours is mechatas water. And mechatas water is an avatoma. Now you cut open the animal, you find that it's wet from the mechatas water, and the mechatas water is touching the basar, so the basar will be a rishon. So parah shasa mechatas, basara tame. So the basar is tame. Rabbi, that's according to the Tanakhama. Now comes along, Rabbi, now we want to know the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Bilal Charata. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashke is not Mitane. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Batalu B'me'eha, it's bottle. So what does it mean that it's bottle? It means the basar is tahar. Even though taka, there's water floating around in the stomach, we don't take that bayim into a halachic consideration, even though it's a mitzias, we'll see in a moment why. Nu batlu b'me'eha. And what's going on over here? Why is the bottle legamre nihi de tumah chamur le metamu tumah kala miun nitmu? So if you hold that when Rabbi Yehuda had charata, now we have two out of dilemma. What does it mean he had charata? He says that no longer is mashke to be metame. Mashke is not metame. Mashke is tahar. We had a dilemma. It means it's tahar from kalim. Mashke does not have the koyach to be metame a kli, but it's still metame oichel. Or no, mashke does never koyach to be metame anything, even boss, even oichel. So if you like the second side, that when Rabbi Yehuda had charat, Rabbi Yehuda originally said that mashke is metame min haTorah, but charata, mashke is not metame. It's not metame nothing. It's not metame kli, and it's not metame oichel. Then this price, it makes sense. Since min haTorah mashke is not metame, the meila, if the paraduma, if an animal eats paraduma water, so it's, what is it? It's mashke, and now you find it inside the stomach. So it's tar legamri. There's no tumma. It makes perfect sense. But if you learn that when Rabbi Yehuda said that mashke is not metame min haTorah kalim, but mashke is still metame oichel, so what's going on over here? If this water was once originally paraduma water, even though now it's no longer going to have the status of paraduma water because the animal drank it, so that takes away the shame paraduma water, but it's no worse than regular mashke. And regular mashke, which came in contact with paraduma water. It's not of lumness, because it's the same water as paraduma water. Once the animal drinks it, it's no longer roy to be paraduma water, but it's the water. It's still water which originally was in contact with paraduma water, because it itself was paraduma water. So that means paraduma water is an av. This water came in contact with the paraduma water because it transformed from paraduma water into regular water. So it goes down one madrega into becoming a rishon. And now you have mashke coming in contact with basar. The basar should be a sheni. And what does it say here? Balu b'meyeha. So l'chor it's a raya that mashke is not mitame at all. And when Rabbi Yehuda had charat and said the mashke is not metame, not only is it not metame a kalim, it's not even metame oichlin. So say, one more time, the top one of Amr, isakadaitach, mi kalim hu dehadabe avo, but still, bo oichlin, krab yosher b'shem and svule, amai balu b'meyeho, legami, why is the bottle completely, nihi de tumachamula metamu, okay, I acknowledge that no longer is this water going to have the status of paraduma water, because it's no longer fit to be paraduma water because an animal drank it. A malacha was done with it. Anytime you do malacha with the water, it's possible. But tumakala mi nitmu, it's derived from paraduma water, so it at least should go down one madrega from an av to a rishain, and now it's a rishain, and it's touching the meat, so it should make the meat into a sheni. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Balu Lagami must be because there's no stuma of mashke at all, period, and that's why the basar is tahar. Let's maybe just do Rashi. Let's look at the look. There's a lot of lumbus here. Maybe Rashi will clarify some of the sides. Look at Rashi. The top Rashi. The water, once an animal drinks paraduma water, it's no longer fit to be metayer tame. The ein oit shmon alehem. So it's no longer going to be called an avatoma. Now the e is that Rabbi Huda mashkin bialma mitame oichel. If you're going to hold that in general, Rabbi Huda holds that a mashka has the koyach to mitame nochem in a Torah. Nehi the bali mitoras mechatos. Even though it's true that this water no longer has the status of mechatos leinyan, the loy have a tame avatoma letame other mekalim, but shame mashke tome mi leko alayu? Doesn't at least have the status of a mashke? Kishor mashkin letame bosa zeshu oichel. Viamai bolu bimeyachel legamri afilu metame bosa ze. Tainu tumas oichelim kala. Nehi de tuma chamur loy metamu im nagu odem vikelimuchem mitercha ameayim. It's true that if someone will touch it, you're not going to become a rishon. The only way a human being or utensil can become tome is when they come in contact with an avatoma. So it's true that this water no longer has the status of Navatoma, to ain't shame echatas aleim, but tuma kalak going esabosa letal, but at least this water should be a rishon, which has the koyach to make the meat that it's in contact with into a sheni. To a mashkin biyomaninu, v'shem tuma lepokaminayu, dinitmu machmas atzman. There's no greater negia than the fact that once upon a time this water was paraduma water, which means that once upon a time it was navatama, which now turns it into a, and now that it's derived from navatama, becomes a rishon. V'chi ozal shein mechatas minayu, even though the shein mechatas has departed, havel hu mashkin shnagu b'mechatas. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's batal lagamri, elosh. Ma mina mikulo hadabei the kevon the bechutz lemetamu mashkin oichlin ela midrabon. And since in general this that mashka as the koyach to metam is only a din de rabbanon, in this instance where it's not the original tuma, we're going to be make a legamri and there's no tuma whatsoever. Hacha de milsud leshricha loy gazer. Okay, it's a lot beautiful. Rashi mamish says a whole collection of yisaidos to vatayich this piece of gemara. So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara is not a kasha. The Gemara says, no, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. My bolu b'meyecha nami, bolu mitum ha-chamur, avotum ha-kalum etamu. No, it's not a kasha, ain't a chanami. When Rabbi Yehuda says, bolu b'meyecha, all he meant to say was, it's balu b'meyecha midin tumah chamura. It's no longer an avatuma because once the parah drank it, it's no longer roy to be mechatas. But of course, it's still a tumah kala. It now turns into regular mashkin, which came from mashkin that was an avatuma. So now it becomes a rishon, and when a rishon touches basa, the basa becomes a sheni. Ein ochanami, because the truth is. When Rabbi Yehuda had charata and he taught that mashke is not metame, it only means it's not metame kelim, but it's still metame oichlin. Okay, so you have no raya. Now the Gemara says mechlal. Okay, very good, excellent. Now, if we just go back to Amidah, the previous time, we just read the last line. The last line it's parashas mechatos. The Tanakhama said besora tame. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Batlu B'meyecha. Now, here's the problem. Now that you've taught me that when Rabbi Yehuda says, Batlu B'meyecha, what does it mean? It means, Batlu B'meyecha mitoras tuma chamura. But there is still a tuma kala, meaning that the mayim is still going to be called a rishon. That means that when the Rabbanon say Tomei, it means that it's Tomei Tumah Chamura. Bishlam, until now, we wanted to Fatai Shem. Rabbi Yehuda says Balu B'meyecha means that it's Batal Lagamrei, there's no Tumah zero. Zilch. There's no Tumah whatsoever. So now, when we go to the Rabbanon that say Tomei, we only go up one notch. It means it's Tomei Tumah Kala. It's not Mamish Tomei Tumah Chamura, it's Tomei Tumah Kala. But now that you're telling me that when Rabbi Yehuda says that Balu B'meyecha means that it's Balu B'meyecha when there's Tumah Chamura, but it's still Tomei Tumah Kala. So now, when the Rabbanon say Tomei, we have to go up one notch. That means that's the max. That means they hold it as tumah chamura. How could that possibly be? How could it possibly be that if a person, that if an animal drinks mechatas, and you cut open the animal, and you find water inside the animal's stomach, that that water is still called mechatas, and it's roid to be metame, to be metaher or tame, and it's an avatoma, and someone touches it, it becomes tame. That's ridiculous. Everyone agrees that once a para, once a creature drinks the water, it's spoiled from its status of mechatas, and it's no longer an avatoma. So what's going on over here? So now the Gemara says, "Michlal, the Tanakam of Savatum Chamur Nami Metamu." How could that possibly be? But Ha Besara Tame Kitani. But it says here, what's the problem? Maybe you're right. In the Chanami, that's Taka what it means. So the answer is no, because look, because what does it say? It says Besara Tame. Rashi explains, "Dileitime." There's a diak. The loy tana adam the kelim hanoygim muhem tameim. Since the rabbanon, when they start off, they say bisra tame. The diak is even the rabbanon amoyde that the mayim inside the stomach only has the koyach to metame basar oichal leafuke. The mayim does not have the koyach to be metame adam the kelim, which means that the mayim is a rishon. The mayim is not an avatoma. But that can't be, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And if that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabban have to go up high madreg and then say that it's Tomei Avatoma with the Koyach Timu Metama Filu Odom Bekelim. And yet the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabban say it's only Metama Bisra. So it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, if it doesn't fit, you make it fit. You make it fit. How do you make it fit? You change the girsa. When you're really stuck for a problem, that's when you bring in the heavy guns and you make girsa changes, and then everything works out. So the Gemara says, "No kasha, kula Rabbi Yehuda." The entire braisa is going like there's only one time Rabbi Yehuda. V'chisurei mechsera. There are missing words, and we end the missing words. Everything makes perfect sense. V'yachikitani. Now we're going to read the braisa after we have inserted the missing words. There's only one Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. There's only Tumakala. There's no Tumachamura, and everything makes perfect sense. Here we go. V'yachikitani. Parsha Shosu Mechatas. So what's the halacha? So it's now bottle from Tumachamura, and there's going to be a Tumakala. Tumakala. The water is no longer going to be an avatam. The water is going to be a rishon because Rabbi Yehuda holds he had charata that mayim is not metamek helen. But mayim is still metame oichlin, bishra tame, and the mayim is still metame the basar. Bamed v'mamurim tomachala, avol tomachamura loy. But not tomachamura. Why is Rabbi Yehuda oimer batlu b'meyeha? It's batlu. Okay, so that answers the kasha. Everything now is perfect. Okay. This is the end of the first mahalach in the Mishnah, in this Braisa. We're in business, a beautiful Braisa, a beautiful Pesha in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda only had charata from Tumas Kelim, but a mashke is still matamah Tumas Oichlin, and this Braisa, where there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, is going with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and everything is fine. Answer number two. Rav Ashi says, Le'olam badlu b'meyechol legamrei. It's bottle legamre, mishum the havale mashke soruach. And the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we said, he only had charata, nothing changes, only charata from tumah, from the koyach of mayim to be matame kli. Mayim does not have the koyach to metame kelim, but mayim still has the koyach to be metame oichlenu mashke. And this braisa, when it says this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan say that if a para drinks mechatos, it goes down one notch. It's no longer an avatoma. It's going to be regular mashke. It's a rishon l'metame the basar. Rabbi Yehuda here says that it's tohar legamri. How could it be tohar legamri? But didn't we just say one moment ago that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that mashke is the koyach l'metame oich l'mashkin? Not in this case. You know why this case is different? It's verstunken of asin. Because once the para drank it, even though it's you can touch it, and it's a collection of mayim, it's not the same. It's spoiled. It smells. It's disgusting. It's called mayim suruach. And mayim suruach is not called mayim. And mamela, this mayim is not metame. So it's not a kasha. Regular mayim is metame oichlun mashkin. We're not changing that. We're not changing that. It's metame midaraisa oichel mashke oichel. It's metame oichel. But this mayim in the animal stomach is mashke suchet metame. Okay, next gemara. New gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Imri. Now the Gemara is going back. We mentioned in passing that there's a shita called Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Imri. What do they say? They hold that mashke. Okay, it's a very powerful Gemara. Now, a lot of you say this mashke is metame oichlin, but mashke is not metame kelin. Impossible. Not at least deraisa. Midrabanan it is. Midrabanan, of course, we all know that. Everyone knows that a mashke comes in contact with a utensil that can't use to stomach. But minatoira, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, a mashke does not have the koyach ever to be metame a kli. The best the mashke can do minatoira is be metame a food. So here's the sheet. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, loechlim etanein, lekelim tohirin. Amar Rabba, Babar Chana, Amar Bishlakish, Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas, Rabbi Kiba, Rabba, Amar. Oh, powerful insight. Rabbi Yossi, going through a very complicated Gemara, he's going to prove his halacha. In order to prove the halacha, he has to borrow a yisoid, a concept that he got from Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to see on the next Amud, we'll get there, that in halacha, he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. There's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Akiva is going to say a halacha which is shocking. We don't accept this halacha. Rabbi Akiva holds that there's something called a shlishi by chulin. There's something called a shlishi by chulin. We don't accept that. We hold by chulin, it stops by a sheni. Rabbi Akiva holds something called a shlishi. Okay, fine. We don't accept that. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon don't agree with Rabbi Akiva. But the way Rabbi Akiva taught his shocking chiddush is by darshaning a pasuk in a certain way. That drasha is gvalvik, is exciting, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they're going to use that mahalach, the derech halimut of Rabbi Akiva for their purpose, and they're going to use it to come to this conclusion that a mashke is metame en oichel, but it's not metame a kli, and that derech halimut is only going to be derived because they're going to borrow from the derech halimut of Rabbi Akiva, even though in the particular limut of Rabbi Akiva they're going to disagree. Okay, what do we mean? Here goes the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Noemi b'Machon Tomein Lachem Tulkem Tomein Amar Rabbi B'Machon Amam Yach Amar Shlokish Rabbi Yossi b'Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amar. What do we mean? The Dorish Yitma Yitame Akri V'Chsev. We're going to see now in the Torah a whole Mamner Pesukim where it says the word Yitma. The Kri, the way the Baal Kire reads it on Shabbos is Yitma. Yitma means this object becomes Tomei. This particular object itself is contaminated. But we're going to read it as if, we're going to darshan it, we're going to darshan as if the vowels are not Yitma, but Yitane. Now what's Yitane? Yitane means it has the ability to cause something else to become Tane. Now where do we find Rabbi Akiva making use of this drasha, the Tanan? Bo Bayom, on that fateful day, what was that fateful day? The Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Harei ani kevin shim shana. He was 18 years old and he became the Rosh Hashiva. He became the Nasi. On that day, when Rabbi Elazar Azariah became the Rosh Hashiva, he was 18 years old. On that day, Bo Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva. What did he darshan? It says in the Pasuk, V'chol Kli Cheres. Cheres is pottery. Asher Yipol Mehem. It falls in. What falls in a sheretz? A dead sheretz is suspended in the avir of a kli cheres. Now the pasuk concludes. You have inside your gemaras, kol asher b'soichai, anything that's inside the kli cheres, yitma, becomes tamei. The oisoi tishboiru, and the kli cheres has no hope. Kli cheres has no tar. Kli cheres, you can put a kli cheres in the mikveh the whole day. It's not going to make one bit of a difference. There's no way you can be metar kli cheres. Has to be shattered. Now, what happens if you have inside of the kli cheres food? You have a piece of bread inside the kli cheres, and let's make the case very simple. You have a big kli cheres, and you suspend on a rope, on a string, a dead sheretz. in the avir the klicharis. So what happens? So the klicharis is tamei, and the food in the klicharis yitma becomes tamei. Now we have to understand what's the degree of tuma that comes upon the food. So the Gemara, says, Rashi explains in very good detail, and the Gemara explains is the food is a sheni. Why is the food a sheni? The sheretz is an af. The sheretz is now suspended in the kli cheres. What's the kli cheres? A rishon, right? You go down one madrega, and the kli cheres is in contact with bread. There's bread inside, touching the bottom of the kli cheres. So the bread is a sheni. So again, the sheretz is suspended. It's hanging there by a string. The sheretz is an af that causes the kli cheres to become a rishon. And the klicheres now causes the bread to become a sheni. Now, and how does the Torah say that the bread is a sheni? Yitma. The bread becomes tameh. Along comes Rabbi Akiva. Don't read it yitma. Read it yitameh. That bread has koyach to cause another piece of bread, another thing, to become tameh. Which means whatever it's going to touch is going to go down another notch, going to become a shlishi. So we learn from this pasuk, according to Akiva's drasha, an incredible chiddush, which is not la halacha. It's not something which we're familiar with. When you go and ask your children, tell you all the rules, they're not going to tell you this. But according to Akiva, by chulin, it's shaykh for there to be a shlishi. And how does he know this? From a pasuk in the Torah. Does not say that the food inside the klicheres is tamei, ela yitma. And mimele, because it says yitma, does not say tamei, that gives us the right to make a drasha. Don't read it yitma, read it yitanei. Yitanei acherim, limeid al kikar sheni. From this we learn about a kikar sheni. She'oi says shlishi v'chulin. A kikar sheni makes a shlishi by chulin. Okay, so this is the yesoid of Rabbi Akiva. Now, what does this have to do with Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon? So now comes the Gemara to explain. V'hacha, over here, with our regard to our Gemara, hechi darsh. How will Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon darsh in the pasuk? Now, here we have new psukim. We have now new psukim. They're really the next pasuk. Let me read the whole pasuk first. First in outside. Let me read the whole pasuk. The Gemara is jumping into the middle of the pasuk, but the whole pasuk reads: Mikol oichel asher yochel asher yovo yolov mayim yitma. Any food upon which comes water yitma. V'chol mashka asher yishaseh v'chol kli. Any liquid which you drink that's found in the utensil, yitma. Now back to the Gemara. Chomashka asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. So he says, it says yitma. There is liquid in a container. And the darshins don't read it yitma. Doesn't say tameh, it says yitma. The liquid becomes tameh, but read it as if it says yitaneh. L'tamei tumas oichlin. And this is teaching us an incredible chiddush, that this liquid will have the ability to contaminate something else. What will it contaminate? Then we have to remember, that's the discussion of the previous daf. Now the discussion of the beginning of today's daf is that when it comes to a liquid, there's a very great controversy. What does a liquid have the ability to contaminate? There are basically three opinions. Opinion number one, nothing. Zero. A liquid is a shvachamaisis. Liquids cannot contaminate anything. They can become contaminated. The pasuk says explicitly. The pasuk says yitma. A liquid that comes in contact with the sheretz, or a liquid for that matter that's in a kli that's tameh, becomes tameh. Okay, liquids become tameh. Nothing to talk about. But can a liquid go and be metame something else? So one opinion says no, nothing, zero. Then there's an opinion that says yes, a liquid can contaminate foods and kalim. And now we're dealing with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and they're of the opinion that liquids can contaminate foods, but liquids cannot contaminate kalim. So for starters, he says, here we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chol mashke, asher yishase b'chol kli, we have a liquid which is consumed that's found in a utensil, and the liquid has become tamei. Let's assume how the liquid become tamei from the kli. The kli is a rishon, which makes the liquid into a sheni, and now the question is, can this liquid go and contaminate? Can it contaminate something else, another food, to make it into a shlishi, or maybe it's truma, or maybe it's kodesh? Forget about the madregos. We'll get to madregos another time. But right now, in concept, there's a possible for a liquid to contaminate something else. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, yeah, you know how, at least theoretically, we know that a liquid has the koyach to be metamei something else? Because it says here that the liquid is yitma. Does not say the liquid is tameh. It says that it's yitma. And we've learned from Rabbi Akiva that whenever it says yitma and does not say tameh, that means that we have a right to darshan. Don't read it yitma, read it yitameh, that it also can contaminate something else. So there, Rabbi Akiva used it to teach you that a piece of bread can contaminate another piece of food. Here it says by liquids yitma, which we're going to determine between yitame, that it has the ability to contaminate something else. Now, what would you say right away? Okay, very good. So here you learn that a liquid has the kelch to contaminate something else. Maybe it has the right to contaminate even a utensil, kli. So that's where they stop. And the Gemara is going to explain why. No, don't get carried away. Even though it says yitma, which means yitameh, you only have a right to take this drasha to say the liquid can contaminate foods, but not kalim. And we'll see in a moment how we know this. So atabil tamei tumas oichlim, or yinlam tamei tumas Now, there's really another thing we have to take into consideration, which is, okay, very good, it contaminates food. But can one liquid contaminate another liquid? Remember, we dealt with Chagai. Chagai dealt with the case of where there was a sheretz, and the sheretz was metame the bread, and the bread was metame the nezid, and the nezid was metame shemen, and the shemen was metame yayin. We went from a liquid to a liquid. Here, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are not saying that. They're saying that when it comes to a liquid only can be metame of food. A liquid cannot, just like a liquid, it's a given, we'll see in a moment why, a liquid cannot contaminate a kli, a liquid cannot contaminate another liquid. The most a liquid can do is contaminate a solid. So the Gemara says, why not? Maybe a liquid also contaminate another liquid. On Marta, to you I will say, that's wrong. Now that's a very vague statement. The Gemara says, my loy kachoya, explain yourself. Why is that wrong? Why can that not be? Amar Papa, Papa says, because you know why it's wrong? Because we have no precedent anywhere where one food item or something can contaminate its own kind. In other words, let's talk about foods. Can one food contaminate another food? No. How do we know that? This is a drush we had a couple of days ago. Kiyipol mayim al zera v'nafal minivlos malav tomei hu. The word hu was extra. And the Gemara made a drasha that if a sheretz falls on a piece of food, the food is tamei, but the food does not have the ability to contaminate another food. The food may be a rishayin, right? Kibo mayim al zera. Mayim falls on a seed, which means a solid. And now a sheretz comes in contact with the food. So this is serious business. An avatoma is contaminating a food. The food now becomes a rishon. And the pasuk says, tamei hu. The food is tamei, And from the extra word hu, we learn the food does not have the ability to contaminate another food. So we have a precedent that one item of tumah does not have the koyach to contaminate a like item. An oichel cannot contaminate another oichel. An oichel can contaminate a mashke, but an oichel cannot contaminate another oichel because of this extra word hu. Tamei hu. It becomes tamei, not something else. So from there we're going to derive that when it comes to a mashke, same thing. If you'll find me a makar that a mashke has the koyach to be metame something else, only can be metame something different. A mashke can be metame an oichel, but a mashke cannot be metame another mashke. Just like an oichel cannot be metame an oichel, a mashke cannot be metame another mashke. So therefore, so we're in business. So, what do we have over here? There are still some loose ends we have to finish up, but we'll just recap what we have at this point. At this point, we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They're teaching us a Yechidish that a mashke does have the ability to cause something else to become contaminated. How do we know that? We borrow from the Yesoid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has taught elsewhere, wherever it says the word Yitma, it can be interpreted to mean Yitameh. It says the word Yitma by a mashka, which means Yitameh. A mashka is the koyach to Yitameh, something else. Now, there are three different candidates. What can a mashka be Yitameh? Number one can be Yitameh Kli. Number two can be Yitameh in Oichel. Number three can be Yitameh another mashka. Now, from those three possibilities, it being metame a kli is out. How do we know that? We have not yet learned that. That's going to be the bottom of the omelet. We'll come to that later on. So let's put that aside. What's left? A mashke being metame another mashke, and a mashke being metame an oichel. A mashke being metame another mashke? No way. Why not? We have a precedent. Just like an oichel cannot be metame an oichel, misvara, a mashke cannot be metame a mashke. An item cannot be metame its own kind. So what's left? A mashke being metame an oichel. Yep, that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi are going to learn from the pasuk. Okay, next drasha, next mikar. Now Ravina says, I'll bring you another raya. How do we know that a mashke cannot be metame a mashke? We know it from the pasuk itself. There's a deek in the pasuk itself. Now the pasuk itself, I read you the whole pasuk. We only quoted the second of the pasuk. The whole pasuk itself says, it talks about foods. Any oichel asher yiochel asher yovel of ma'im yitma. If an oichel came in contact with mashke, which means that it was a hechshem ma'im, it was chokshar, and then a sheretz touched it, yitma. And then it says if a liquid comes in contact with a sheretz, yitma. Why does the pasuk have to repeat the word yitma twice? Why can't the pasuk join them together? Because oichel asher yeochel, asher yovo lov mayim, v'chol mashke asher yishose v'chol kli yitma. Why does the pasuk have to say yitma yitma twice? Break up the two different items in the two different categories. There's something called an oichel, and there's something called a mashke. Why do we need to break it up into 2 points? Say yitma. So Ravina reads me. The Kra Nami Lo Matzis Amarta Yitma L'Tami Tumas Mizuki. I'll prove you the word when it says yitma at the end of the pasuk. It cannot mean that the mashke is going to metame another mashke, because the Isla Kedaitach Yitma the Sefer L'Tami Tumas Mashkin and Yitma the Reish Nami L'Tami Tumas Mashkin. And when it says in the beginning of the pasuk, when it says that the oichel is yitma and the oichel becomes tami. An oichel that had hech shemayim is yitma, and that yitma clearly means that the oichel has the koyach to be metame a mashke, because we know for a fact already that an oichel does not have the koyach to be metame another oichel from the drasha of hu tamei hu. So here, when it says in the beginning of the pasuk that an oichel has the koyach to be metame, it must mean has the koyach to be metame a mashke. And if you're going to tell me now that a mashke also has the koyach to be metame a mashke, so let the pasuk just say one yitva to summarize the entire pasuk. Narvinu v'nichtavinu, let the pasuk join the two together. Let the pasuk say, mikol echal sheyachal, asheyavay lov mayim, v'chol mashka sheyishase, b'chol kli yitma. And that one yitma will be koilal both foods and drinks, that both of them will have the koyach to metame liquids. An oichal will be metame a liquid, and a mashka will be metame a liquid. Shrei yitma lomali, why the pasuk break them two parts? Elo yitma deresh latame tumas mashkin, yitma the safe latame tumas oichlin. Okay? So we're in business, another mukar. Now we go back to the main site. What was the main question that I had ignored until now? If the pasuk says yitzma, and we're going to dash the yitane, maybe the pasuk is telling us that the mashka is the koyach to mimetame the kli. Right, that was the ikar yisoid of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, is that a mashka can be metame an oichel, but a mashka cannot be metame a kli. Why not? The aim of why not suggest latame asakelim? Let us suggest that a mashke has the koyach to be metana kli. And v'lav kal v'chomer, I'll prove this to kal v'chomer. Uma kli shemetana mashke madach kli, which is metame madach kli shemetana mashke, a kli which is weak. Look at a kli. A kli has a weakness. What's the weakness of the kli? One utensil does not have the koyach to be metame another utensil. That we know. That's a given. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says that a kelim only become tame directly from an avatoma. A kli is always at most a rishon. So a kli cannot be metame another kli. Uma kli shem metame, but yet a kli, even though it's weak, it's inherently weak, it has the chumrah that a kli can be metame mashke. If a kli is tame, if a kli is a rishon, and you pour water into the kli, so the water becomes a sheni. So ma kli she metame mashke, ein metame kli mashkin. Haboyin machmas kli. So this is the answer. So the v'lav kal v'chomer is the answer. I'm sorry. V'lav kal v'chomer, who is the answer? I'll prove to you that it is impossible. Is that what I'm saying, right? V'lav kal v'chomer is the answer. I'll show to you that when the pasuk says, right, it's the answer. Mishana ha-gemar. It's the answer. What's the question? It says in the pasuk, by mayim yitma. What was our question? Yitma, we darsh in yitma yitame. We darsh in yitma yitame to me, yitma yitame to me, metame oichlan. How do you know? Maybe when we darsh in yitma yitame, it should teach us yitame kalim. So the answer is there's no way in the world a mashke has the koyach to metame a kli. You know how? Because it's no worse than a utensil. Look at a utensil. A kli, v'lav kal v'chomer, that it can't do it. What do we mean? Uma kli shemetame mashke, madach a kli is strong. Let's look at the kal v'chomer again. Look at a kli. A kli is a gavra rab, tremendous koyach. What's the koyach of a kli? A kli has the koyach to be metame a mashke. But even though it's very powerful, it has a weakness. What's the weakness? Ein metame kli. A kli can't be metame another kli. So mashkin haboy machmas kli. So mashke, which only became tame from the kli. How did the mashke become tame? The mashke became tame from the kli. So it's certainly not going to be better than its source. But the whole source of the mashka that's tame is because it came in contact with the kli. So you, who are a derivative, an einikol, can't be better than the zeda. If the zeda, if the grandfather, if the shoresh, your koyach of tumah only came from the kli, and the kli did not have the koyach to be metame another kli, so you mashka, which got your koyach from the kli, certainly you're not going to have koyach to be metame a kli. Tomorrow says, not so. That's not a good answer. The Ema, that's only Takachu in a situation where the Mashke got its Tumah from the Kli. A Sheretz fell into the Kli. So the Kli is Tame. And a Mashke falls into the Kli. So in that case, in the Chanami, where did the Mashke get its Tumah from? It got its Tumah from the Kli. The Kli came with another Kli, so certainly the Mashke. But what would the Halacha be in a situation where the Mashke got its Tumah directly from the source? The Ema, Kila, Mitam, Mashkin, Habo, Machmas Kli. Avo, Mashkin, Habo, Machmas Sheretz, Hochinam, Dimitam, Dimitamu. In a Chanami, this Kalvachem is a very nice Kalvachem in a situation where the Mashke got its Tumah from the Kli. So, and the Kli got its Tumah from the Sheretz. So now the Mashke is no better from where it got its Tumah from. And since it got its Tumah from the Kli, and the Kli, and Kli came in with another Kli, so certainly the Mashke came in with another Kli. But in a situation where the Mashke got its Tumah directly from the source, where Sheretz made contact with Mashke, so now it should have the koyach to metamo kli. So Mashkin has, so the Gemara says, nope, it's not going to work. You know why? Because Mashkin, now this is a lomdus din, this is pure lomdus. It is not svar, this is lomdus. Mashkin, habo machmas sheretz miksivei. Nowhere in the Torah did it ever say anywhere that if a sheretz comes in contact with liquid, the liquid is tame. Nowhere. So how taka do you know that if a sheretz comes in contact? The Torah only said that if a sheretz comes in contact with a kli, the kli becomes tame. It's the only thing the Torah says. Nowhere did it say if a sheretz comes in contact with liquid, the kli becomes tame. The only thing we know that it's true that if a sheretz comes in contact with liquid, it's tame is mashka b'machma sheretz miksidei. The only way we notice the kal v'chomer, what's the kal v'chomer? Uba mashkin, madach mashkin, habo machmas kli mitamin. It's a kal v'chomer. If mashke comes in contact with a kli, which in turn came in contact with the sheretz, the Torah says the mashke is tamei. So it's logical. So alachas kam v'kam. If the mashke comes in contact with the sheretz itself, so it only becomes tamei. So mashke habo machmas sheretz l'kol shchein. Oh. Okay, so now we apply the principle of dayoy. Dayoy, lovoy min hadin liyois kinidoin. Enoch nami, it's true that there's such a concept that mind that becomes tome from a mind becomes mash from tome from a sheretz is tome, but that since it's only enough from a kal v'chomer from a kli, you can't be better than the source of your kal v'chomer, and since a kli cannot be matam a kli, mayim cannot be matam a kli. Givalvik. Okay, so that concludes. That really concludes a whole sug of the Gemara. We now know we've borrowed from Rabbi Akiva the word yitma yitame. We've taken it to mashke because it says in the Torah that if you have mashke and a kli and the sheretz made contact with the kli and this mashke and this kli, the mayim is yitma. So we borrow from Rabbi Akiva yitma yitame. There are three possibilities of what it can be mitame. It can be mitame in oichel, it can be mitame in mashke, mitame a kli. So let's work backwards. It's not going to be mitame a kli. Why not? Because dayoy. If it became tamei from the kli, so it's no better than the kli. If it became tamei directly from the source, the sheretz, that's not a ferish in Torah. That's only from a kal v'chomer. What about it becoming matame? What is it? Maybe Yitma is telling us that the mashke is matame, another mashke. We know two reasons why that can't be the case. Number one, svara. We have a precedent. The same way an oichel is not matame an oichel, a mashke is not matame a mashke. Or if you don't like to come on to that, then we have a riot from the pasuk, because in the pasuk there's an extra word of yitma. If it's taka true that in mashke, in tamei mashke, it would only be necessary for the Torah to say yitma once, and that one yitma would be koyel both oichel and mashke, and we learn that both will be mitame mashke. The fact that it said yitma twice tells us that a mashke is mitame something different. So therefore, by process of elimination, the only thing left for the mashke and mitame is going to be in oichel. Okay, and this is the yisoid. At least we came away with that today. The yisoid of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi. Next shul gemara. Let's just start. We'll stop it. Yitma derei shehichidarish. Okay, the gemara now says very good. We've discussed at great length Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon only focused on mashke. In the process, we've uncovered there's another yitma in the pasuk. The yitma of oichel. We have a sheretz, it falls into a kli, in the kli there is bread, and the bread is yitma. So how do we darshan the yitzma that in reference to the oichal in the beginning of the pasuk? So Nelimar says, so yitzma dereishon hechi darish mikol oichal asher yochal asher yavo lamayim yitzma. We have over here in the beginning of the pasuk, we have a food, and the food at hech shemayim, and the sheretz falls into the avir of the kli cheres. So the kli cheres now is a rishon, and now the oichel is going to be a sheni. And the way the Torah defines the oichel is the word yitma, which we now have the right to darshin yitma yitame, v'matame is something else. Oichel asher yichol asher sheyav alav mayim yitma yitma yitame latame, to teach you a chiddush latame yasamashkin, that the oichel has a koyach to be metame mashkin, that the mashkin has become tame when it comes in contact with the oichel. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean? At oimel letame yasa mashkin, ein letame yasa kli. Okay, new kash, we're going in circles. But the Gemara's question is, all we know, it says the word yitma, and yitma, according to Rabbi Akiva, can be darshin yitame. So we know that this bread, this oichel, has a koyach to be metame something else. So again, we have the same three candidates as we had before by Mashke. We have a food, and the Torah says about this food, yitma, it's tame, which can also mean yitame, it can contaminate something else. What are the three possible things that a food can contaminate, or at least theoretically? It can contaminate another food, it can contaminate a mashke, can contaminate a kli. Now, as far as the food contaminating another food, that's out. How do we know that's out? Because of the drasha of who? Kol asher rechivu mayim al zera, v'nafal min nivlosim lov kol asher, it says the word who, I've got the exact words, who? A food is tame, but a food cannot be metame another food. So that's out. Okay, fine. So one food will definitely not be metame another food. But there are still two possibilities. The food can be metame a mashke, or maybe the food has the koyach to be metame the kli. So who told you that the pasuk of yitma yitame is been darshan to be metame the mashke? Maybe yitma yitame is going to be darshan to be metame the kli. Or ain't the tame yasa kli? Amart, I'll tell you, can't be. Amart, call the choymer, can't be. Uma mashke shen metame oichel madach mashke, that we just concluded from the previous amud, a mashke shen metame oichel, a mashke is chomor. A mashke has tremendous koyches. A mashke has the koyach to be metamen oichel, yet is weak. Ein metame kli, has a weakness, it cannot be metame a kli. A mashke cannot be metame a kli. Because of the sugya of the top of the above, dayoi, everything over here in the Gemara is building upon each other, the dayoi, oichel, which is weaker than mashke. How do you know an oichel is weaker than mashke? Because an oichel can be metame an oichel, because of the drash of who? Who tame? Ve'ein oichel acher tame. Oichel she'ein metame oichel. It's even weaker than a mashke. Al achas kam of a kam, it's going to get the weakness of the mashke that it cannot be metame a kli. Ein adin shlo yitame a kli. Ha'marim v'kayim yitma. So then, what then we're going to dig the word yitma, yitma yitame? Letame es hamashkin. We have no choice but to say it's metame mashkin, because mashkin is susceptible to tuma. Shehein alulim lekabel tuma. Because mashkin is always a victim. It's always susceptible to tuma, period. And the Gemara goes on and says, wants to know this nusach. What does this nusach mean? My ear, mashkin, that we have to leave for another time.